hark, hark, jolly sportsmen, a while to my tale, which to pay your attention I'm sure cannot fail. 'Tis of lads and of horses and dogs that near tire, o'er stone walls and hedges, through dale, bog and briar. A pack of such hounds and a set of such men, 'tis a shrewd chance if ever you'll meet with again. Had Nimrod, the mightiest of hunters, been there, for God he had shook like an aspen for fear. In 1744, the 5th of December, I think 'twas no more, at 5 in the morning, by most of the clocks, we rode from Kilruddery in search of a fox. The Lachlan's town landlord, the brave Owen Bray, and Johnny Adair too were with us that day. Joe Devil, Hal Preston, those hunters so stout, Dick Holmes, some few others, and so we set out. We cast off our hounds for a full hour or more, when Wanton set up a most terrible roar. Hark to Wanton, cried Joe, and the rest were not slack, for Wanton's no trifler, esteemed in the pack. Old Bonnie and Collier came readily in, and every hound joined in the musical din. Had Diana been there, she'd been pleased to the life, and one of the lads got a goddess to wife. Ten minutes past nine was the time of the day, when Reynard broke cover, and this was his way. As strong from Killeager as if he could fear none, away he brushed round by the house of Kiltiernan. To Carrigmines thence, and to Cherrywood then, steep Shankill he climbed, and to Ballymandlen. Bray Common he crossed, leap Lord Anglesey's wall, and seemed to say, little I care for you all. He ran Bush's Grove up to Carbery Burns, Joe Devil, Hal Preston kept leading by turns. The earth it was open, yet he was so stout, though he might have got in, still he chose to keep out. To Malvas High Hill was the way that he flew, at Dorkeystone Common we had him in view. He drove on by Bullock through Shrub Glenageary, and so on to Monkstown where Larry grew weary. Through Roach's Town Wood like an arrow he passed, and came to the steep hill of Dorky at last. There gallantly plunged himself into the sea, and said in his heart, none can now follow me. But soon to his cost he perceived that no bounds could stop the pursuit of the staunch mettled hounds. His policy here did not serve him a rush, 5 couple of Tartars were here at his brush. To recover the shore then again was his drift, but ere he could reach to the top of the clift, he found both of speed and of daring a lack, being waylaid and killed by the rest of the pack. At his death there were present the lads I have sung, save Larry, who riding a garron was flung. Thus ended at length a most delicate chase that held us for 5 hours and 10 minutes space. We returned to Kilruddery's plentiful board, where dwell hospitality, truth, and my lord. We talked o'er the chase, and we toasted the health of the men who ne'er struggled for places or wealth. Oh, and brave off the leap, says Hal Preston, 'twas odd. 'Twas shameful, cried Hal, by the great living God. Said Preston, I hallowed, get on though you fall, or I leap over you, your blind gelding and all. Each glass was adapted to freedom and sport, for party affairs we consigned to the court. Thus we finished the rest of the day and the night in gay flowing bumpers and toasts of delight. Then till the next meeting bade farewell each brother. Sometime they went one way and some went another. And as Phoebus befriended our earlier home, so Luna took care in conducting us home. Tally-ho!